All right, good morning, everyone, and welcome to New Kingdom Fellowship Church, where Jesus Christ is the main attraction. Amen and amen. For this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Amen. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm so thankful that God has woke me up this morning to see another day that wasn't promised to me. Amen. And I'm so thankful that I'm able to see y'all's beautiful faces and hear y'all's lovely voices. Amen. Amen. At this time, we're going to have our scripture coming from Ms. Reed along with our prayer.
Yeah, good morning, everyone. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good, good. Good morning. It's a blessed day that the Lord has made, and I'm exceedingly happy to see this day, and I hope everyone's doing well this morning. Our scripture today comes from Romans chapter 8, verses 1-10. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. I have read to you Romans chapter 8, verses 1-10. May the hearers and doers and speakers of the word be blessed. Now, we bow for a moment of prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you this day, first of all, giving you thanks for blessing us and guiding us through another week, for blessing us and guiding us to see another day. Father in heaven, we pray that something would be said today that would touch someone's soul and change someone's mind, that will make someone want to come closer to thee. Father in heaven, we pray for all the people. We pray for a renewing of the mind, because the mind is where Satan starts to attack. We pray for a renewing of the mind in all the people, in our families, in our congregation, in this nation. We pray, Father, that you will lift up right-thinking people in this nation. We pray, Father, that there will be peace and harmony. We pray that the coronavirus will begin to level off and eventually go away. We pray, Father, for our leaders, local, state, and federal. We pray, Father, that no matter what their intentions may be, we pray that somehow they will come to know you and come to govern the people in the way that you would have them govern over us. We pray, Father, for healing for all the sick and shut in, whether their sickness is physical or mental or spiritual. We pray for their healing. We pray, Father, for all those who are confused right now about which way to go. We pray, Father, because there are so many people confused, because there are so many opinions in the world that people are listening to instead of listening to your word. We pray, Father, in heaven, that they will find the right way, that they will be guided, that their footsteps will be guided in the right direction, and that they will find Jesus Christ and will come to know his word and come to live his word. We pray, Father, in heaven, that we all will govern ourselves accordingly, that we will live the life that we as those in Christ should live. We pray, Father in heaven, that you will bless us to run on, even though we get tired. We pray, Father, that you will lift us up and give us new strength to carry on and do the things that you have given us to do. Father in heaven, we pray for your blessing on New Kingdom Fellowship Church and all our members. We pray for your blessing upon our pastor and family. Father in heaven, all these things we pray and we ask in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so very much, Minister Reed, for that scripture and that prayer. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you. I want to ask, do we have any guests, any visitors attending the call today? They don't have to speak, but if those of you are members who have guests with you, just let us know you have some guests. We would like to acknowledge them. You can unmute your phone and let us know.
I have one, Uncle Alfred.
All right. Thank you, Brother Duncan. Uncle Alfred, so glad to have you with us this morning. Amen. Anyone else? All right. Well, we'd like to tell all of our guests, even though we're not in the building, but you are on the call with us, New Kingdom Fellowship Church, where Jesus Christ is the main attraction. And we'd like to let you know that you are at the right place at the right time to receive a blessing from the Lord. And we ask that you'll please continue to fellowship with us. Amen and amen. Thank you so very much. Minister Reed, you've already said our prayer, but I'm going to put my signature on it. Our Father in heaven, dear Lord, I thank you, Lord, for this day. Lord, I just want to say thank you and let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray and ask it all. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
All right. If you have your sword, you'll turn with me to the book of St. John, chapter 8. You have your sword. The Bible is just the book for me, for I stand alone on the word of God, the Bible. St. John, chapter 8. We're
going to
look at verse 31.
All right.
Amen. We're so thankful. We have all of our members and some visitors. People are still coming in the room. Amen. Thank you all so very much for your faithfulness to God. Amen. St. John chapter 8. We're going to look at verse 31 through 47. I'm going to read from the English Standard Version. Amen.
Amen.
St. John chapter 8, beginning at verse 31, and it says, so Jesus said to the Jews who had believed him, if you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. I believe in the King James Version, it says, make you free. They answered him, we are offspring of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free? Jesus answered him, truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin. Mm-hmm. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The son remains forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. I know that you are offspring of Abraham, Yet you seek to kill me because my word finds no place in you. I speak of what I have seen with my father, and you do what you have heard from your father. Then answered him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said to them, if you were Abraham's children, you would be doing the works of Abraham did. But now you seek to kill me, a man who has told you the truth, that I heard from God. This is not what Abraham did. You are doing the works your father did. They said to him, we were not born of sexual immorality. We have one father, even God. Jesus said to them, if God were your father, you would love me, for I came from God and I am here. I came not of my own accord, but he sent me. Why do you not understand what I say? It is because you cannot bear to hear my word. You are of your father, the devil, and your will is to do your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. But because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. Which one of you convicts me of sin? If I tell the truth, why do you not believe me? Whoever is of God hears the word of God. The reason why you do not hear them is that you are not of God. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. To preach just for a little bit on the topic, and I'm gonna need your help. Say self. It's okay. You can talk to yourself. Yeah. Say self.
Self.
Who are you?
Who
are you? And I want to use as a subtopic, how bad do you want it? How bad do you want it? Who are you? Subtopic, how bad do you want it? The word of God tells us in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, that for the wages of sin is what? Death.
Death.
But the gift of God is?
Eternal life.
Eternal life. Right. When you work for sin, your wages causes your soul to spend eternity in a place that was not prepared for us. In St. Matthew chapter 25, verse 41, it tells us that the everlasting fire was prepared not for us, but it was prepared for the devil and his angels. Mm-hmm. We call them fallen angels. However, when we serve God, we get no pay, but we do get those twins we call grace and mercy. For his grace is sufficient for us, and his mercies are new every morning. His grace is a merited favor that we don't even deserve. We don't deserve it, but he freely gives us also the best benefit package imaginable. You know, when you sign up to work somewhere and you're a new employee and you got your pay, but you're concerned about those benefits. Do I have some good health insurance? Are they going to offer me some good life insurance? I'll tell you, we have the best benefit package imaginable because of what his son did before the cross. You know, when he was lied on, when he was cheated, when he was talked about, when he was mistreated, when he was used, and when he was scorned, when he was talked about, sore as a bone. But wait a minute. That was Vicki Williams. No, not Vicki Williams. That was Vicki Winans. Okay, you still don't know what I'm talking about. Okay, let me refresh your memory. Isaiah 53:5 says what? Put it like this. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are what? Healed. Who am I talking about, somebody? Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
Come on. Jesus, the best benefit package. That is St. John 3:16. Yeah. For God so loved the world that he what? gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not what perish, but have everlasting life. What's his name again? Jesus. Come on, somebody. Oh, you know, I like you don't know. Okay. Jesus. The Bible says, whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But the Bible also says that ye shall know them by the fruits. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Yeah. As leaders, we're not called to be judges. Okay. Let me say that again. Because sometimes we can get caught up. We're not called to be judges, but we are called to be fruit inspectors. Okay, Minister Reed, I'm not talking about our church in particular. I'm talking about the church, the body of Christ as a whole. For you see, the church will gather members, but not making disciples. Okay. Making disciples leads us to a place of accountability. I'm talking about allowing the Holy Spirit to do the work, to convict and convert the hearts of those who are stubborn. But soon as the pastor preach on a particular topic or a particular text, someone feel like they're being picked on. Don't worry, my brother. Don't worry, my sister. Don't let nobody tell me about your business. I'm not talking about you. See, for the problem is you want me to be your preacher, but you don't want me to be your pastor. I like you preaching to me, but I don't want you to correct me. Some people are failing to realize it's not the preacher, but it's the word of God knocking at your door. But some of us are struggling because we don't know who we are. Somebody say, who are you? I'm right here. I'm right here in the text. Don't miss it. I'm right here in the text. My first point, you know, we're so used and accustomed to the three-point message, but I'm sorry, sometimes I only have one point to give you. And that one point that I have to give you is, don't come half-stepping. Did you get that? Anybody need me to repeat that? Don't come half-stepping. Don't act like you want to engage in a fight, but then back down once the other person fights back. Have anybody been there? don't act like you want to fight, but then back down once the other person began to fight back. Don't have stuff. You thought you were the aggressor, and now you're playing the victim. No. I was just playing. Stop it. I didn't mean it. I was just playing. Well, guess what? The devil ain't playing with you. Hello, somebody. Somebody gonna help me preach this thing? The devil is not playing with you. Jesus spoke to those at the beginning of our text. When you look at verse 30 of the text, he was talking to those that believe, but telling them what they needed to continue in their belief. You know, some of us, we've been in our church, in the church all our lives. We've been a part of the body of Christ, but some of us, we say that we believe, but yet we've been on this battlefield for a long time, and sometimes we begin to rock. Sometimes we begin to shake and rock in our faith when we're being tested, when we're being tried, when we start to go through trials and tribulations. Sometimes our belief tends to dimmer. Sometimes our life begins to what? Slowly drift away. But we have to remember that we have to what? Continue to put our what? Trust in God. For if we trust in him and what never done, he will what? Surely bring us out. Take your burdens to who? The Lord, and leave them there. Come on, somebody. Help me. Help me, somebody. Come on now.
Amen.
He was telling them, you know, here it is. You have to continue to believe on me. The first couple of verses here, it deals with addressing those who believe and yet do not believe at the same time. What do you mean? James chapter 2, verse 19 tells us this, that the devils also believe and tremble. The devils also believe and tremble. Some of us, we say we believe, but we don't fully pledge our allegiance to God.
Amen.
Some of us, we say we believe, but we're not what? Faithful. We're not being what? Loyal to who? God.
Yeah.
Who are you?
Mm-hmm.
Our text, it talks about the devil and being the father of lies, and it says what? He is the father of lies. So if he's the father of lies, that means what? He have some what? Some children that's around here lying too.
Yes, sir.
I didn't call you a lie. Don't you get off this call today and say that your pastor called you a lie. I didn't call you a lie. I'm just saying that the devil do have some children who are what? Liars. And they're what? Deceivers.
Yeah.
Who are you? Don't answer that question out loud. Just take a moment to self-reflect. Take a moment to examine yourself. Some of us, Sunday after Sunday, week after week, month after month, year after year, we claim to be children of God. But no sooner as someone step on our toe, we can't help ourselves. We want to go to war. We want to go to war. We want to have a fit. Some of us, we're not pledging our full allegiance to God. Okay, you don't believe me? Watch this. Let's take a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 through 10. First Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 through 10.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody there?
Oh, yeah.
Read it from the English Standard Version. Or do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexual immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who practice homosexuality, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers will not inherit the kingdom of what? God. Hey, this is the word. This is scripture. Some of us talking about, you're picking on me, Pastor. Hey, my job is to preach the word in season and out of season. I didn't say you couldn't have a drink, but man, do we have to get drunk every time? Do we have to act a fool like we don't know who we are? Who are you? Serving all of God's. Some of us, we have a hard time just spending 30 minutes on a Wednesday night with God for Bible study. And we're not even in the building. Some of us, we can't even get up on Sunday mornings. Who are you? Who am I? Take a look at yourself. Somebody said, look at yourself. Look in the mirror. Who are you? Are you of your father, the devil, or are you a child of God? Come on, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you? Just think about it. Sometimes we want to rush and hurry up. Come on, Pastor, get off of that. Now you're talking about me. It's in the scripture.
Yeah.
Fornication, people fornicating, not married. Come on now. But you talking about you want to go to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Adulterers cheating on your spouse.
Yeah.
But you want to go to heaven. Oh, wait a minute. And your mind and your thought and in your what? Deed. Oh, wait a minute. Watch out now. You're going too far. You're going too far. Thieves, being greedy, extortioners, people who just want a quick buck and will do anything to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who's assaulting people with their tongue and making false accusations on people. Come on now. Slandering people.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now. That's not right. Wait a minute. Blessed are they that wash their robes. Revelation chapter 22, verses 14 through 15. It will say, those who keep my commandments, that they may have the right to come to the tree of life and may enter in the gates into the city. It says, without what? All the dogs, the sorcerers, the fornicators, the murderers, the idolaters, even the one that love it and make it a lie. The Bible tells us who would not inherit the kingdom of God. It's plain and clear. But some of us were still struggling. Why? Because of our flesh. You don't have to like me. It's not my job for you to like me. But I can tell you, I love you in spite of God loves you. You might not like what I'm preaching. That's okay. But God is the one who sit high, and he's the one who sit low. I don't have a heaven or hell to put nobody in. You either. Somebody say, you can't touch this. Only God have a heaven or hell to put you in. But guess what? He loved you so much. He don't want you to go to hell. But he told you what we must do. Come on now. Don't you have rules and regulations in your house?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Somebody get in your car right now. Don't you have rules and regulations? Oh, no, you can't do this. I won't accept that. I'm not going to tolerate that. I'm not going to put up with it. Because why? You have standards. Mm-hmm. Amen? God has given us his standards.
Yes.
His rules, his regulations to abide by. It's right here in the word of God. But who are you? It's one thing to struggle, and we say this all the time, well, I'm just a work in progress. Yes, we're all a work in progress, but don't use that as no excuse.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Hello? Don't use that as no excuse. There was a time that God, he would look at us as men and he would wink at us because we didn't have the knowledge of his word. We didn't have the word of God here for us to read. People were reading the people back then. But now we have the word of God. People are reading you every day. Looking at how you act, looking at your character, your personality. Do you have the traits of God? Are you his child? Who are you? There's a comedian that used to say, he said, who raised you? Who raised you? Think about it. Those are just a few things that the word of God tells us not to do, but the Bible does teaches us to what? His greatest commandment of all, he said to what? You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. He said, this is the greatest commandment. And a second is like you shall what? Love your neighbor as yourself. If you just got mad at any one of those things I just told you, you need to look at yourself in the mirror. Find out who are you. If you cannot be obedient to God here on earth, which is a foreign place for the believer, this earth, this is a foreign place to the believer. You think God is going to have you acting up in heaven and on the new earth? I don't think so. I don't think so. Some of us say we want to go to heaven, but we don't want to do what it takes to get there. Some of us want to go to heaven, but don't want to do what it takes to get there. Somebody say, I want to go over glory, where the wicked will cease from troubling and the weary will be at rest and every day will be like Sunday. I want to go see my grand. I want to go see my mama. I want to go see my dad. I want to see my uncle. But hey, are you doing what the word of God tells you to do? Stop playing. Stop faking and shaking. Let's get this thing right. You can be here right now. You can be gone the next second.
Amen.
Just like that.
Yep.
We got to get it right, dear hearts. We got to get it right. I know it might be a little hot, but hey, I'd rather for it to be hot now before you spend eternal life in hell. Because that's where it's definitely hot.
Yeah.
That's where it's definitely hot. Second Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 14, it said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I'll forgive their sin and heal their land. If you're called by my name and humble yourself and pray, seek his face, turn. Let me spend a second right there. Turn from their wicked ways. What is it talking about? Repent. True repentance. Father God, I'm sorry for what I did, for doing this, for doing that. I'm sorry for not taking you at your word. Repent, to turn away from. Stop the madness. Give it up. Forgive me, Father. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hurt you or take your grace for granted. Some of us are taking his grace for granted. We shouldn't do that. Taking his grace for granted. You're talking about this pandemic, COVID this and COVID that. But this is the effect. This is the effect, but the cause is right here. That's the effect, but the cause is right here. What's the cause of this effect? God is getting tired of our rebellion and our facade. Some of us are being fake, a facade. He said, you want to be fake? You want to continue to be a slave to sin? Well, I will show you my authenticity and divine being, because you must forget I am the creator of the heavens and the earth. I am the Alpha and Omega. I am the beginning and the end. I am the first and the last. I am the one. I am that I am. I am the chief cornerstone of Zion. I am the rock in the river of land. I am your bridge over troubled water. I am your doctor in the synagogue. I am your lawyer in a courtroom. And some of us will forget that he is God Almighty.
Yeah.
But then we want to call on him when we need something, try to use big words and use his names. Lord Jehovah Jireh, my provider, I come to you, but we're still living in sin. Jehovah Rapha, I need you to heal me, but we're still living in sin.
Yeah.
Don't come half-stepping. Don't come half-stepping. There's a saying, what fooled me once, shame on you. Fooled me twice, what is it? Somebody?
Shame on me.
Shame on me?
Yeah.
Some of us have been playing the role of a fool far too long. For a fool says in his heart, there is what? No God. That's scripture. A fool says in his heart, there is no God. You want to keep testing him? You want to keep trying him and being disobedient, being disloyal, being unfaithful? See, people think it's the man. No, you're not being faithful to me. You're being faithful to God.
Yeah.
He's our Heavenly Father. He's the one who sent his son. He's the one who's coming back for the church, for the bride of Christ. Now that you know, what are you going to do with it? Romans 6 and 15. What then? Shall we sin because we are, what, not under the law, but under grace?
God forbid. Yeah.
Some of us have been professional sinners all our life. And we've been in church all our life. Professional. Good at it. God is telling you to, what, this time, but to make a change, to repent, to stop it. Stop sleeping with the enemy. Stop being a slave to the devil. For what? To satisfy your flesh? That's temporary.
Mm-hmm.
That fix that you You're trying to get, and you keep trying to get that same fix over and over and over and over, and you never get it. To satisfy your flesh, don't let your flesh get you in trouble.
Amen.
Someone said, Pastor, you didn't finish your self-topic. Yes, I did. I guess you haven't caught it yet. How bad do you want it? Wait a minute. What are you talking about? I'm talking about how bad do you want eternal life?
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. How bad do you want eternal life? See, we're so stuck here on earth. I got to do this. I got to do that. You know, I'm trying. I got friends and my friends. I got to go hang out and do this and do what they do just to be a part of the clique. I got to get wasted. I got to sleep around with other people. I got to sleep around with other people, husbands and wives. And okay. There'd be some if you were to die right then and there on the spot and your soul was lost.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, church. I don't have no other way to put it because I have to do my job. I have to do what God requires me to do. And we have to do what God requires us to do. Shall we practice sin? No. No. Stop practicing sin. That's something better than sin. That's something so much better. You forgot about the benefit package? Eternal life? That's the benefit package. St. John chapter 8, verse 36 is our church scripture. In our text, it says, if the Son, therefore, shall make you free, it says what? You are free, what?
Indeed.
Free, indeed. Some of us were not free because we're not letting him take control. Some of us were not free, indeed, because we're not totally surrendering to him. At some point, you're going to have to decide to choose ye this day whom you're going to serve. Either you're going to serve God or you're going to serve the devil.
Amen.
We say it all the time in scripture. It says, well, you can't be lukewarm, either hot or cold.
Yep.
Come on, somebody. You're either what, hot or cold.
Or cold.
That's it.
That's it.
He that is of God heareth God's words. I'm telling you right now, we need to heed the word of God. It says, ye therefore hear them not because ye are not of God. If anybody have a problem with the word of God, we need to pray for them.
Amen.
If there are people who are continuing to commit sin, we need to pray for them. And we need to pray for ourselves because the Bible says we sin what? Daily.
Daily.
You may not do it by actions. But I'm pretty sure somebody told their husband or their wife this morning, you got one more time. Don't make me lose my mind. it was bumped out. Somebody said, Negro, please, don't you test me today. Don't you do it. Don't take me there. Our thoughts. Guard your mind. Guard your thoughts. Amen.
Yeah, yeah. Amen.
God liberate you.
Amen.
Will you let him liberate you today, dear hearts? Right now, while the blood is still running warm in your veins. Jesus said, I stand at the door. I knock. Some of us, we hear him knocking at the door. But we don't want to let him in. He's knocking. I'm encouraging you, dear hearts, to let him in. Stop half-stepping. Let's go all the way with Jesus. Let's go all the way because we're going to a place. If you want to inherit the kingdom of God, if you want to be there, You're going to have to make some changes. You're going to have to make some
changes.
Yeah. Sister Reed said last Sunday, make a change. You're talking about making a change. You're talking about evidence showing. Again, and ye shall know them by what their fruits.
Yes.
Come on now. It's not rocket science. Will you allow God to liberate you and set you free? For the Bible says, what if what? The Son of Man sets you free, you are free indeed. That's why some of us were still struggling with that particular sin you got going on.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us are still struggling. We're trying to make up in our mind, should I, could I? Because somebody is pushing me. Somebody keep talking about, well, they made me do it. They pushed me to this situation. They know that I was weak. They know that I'm easily tempted. Well, Jesus, he was tempted of the devil so much. And he conquered him. And we are conquerors through Jesus Christ. We are children of God. We are what? His sons and his daughters.
Amen.
You think God don't care for you? Who told you that?
The enemy.
The enemy. It's Satan's job to tell you lie after lie after lie. And some of us are believing the lie after lie after lie. We're becoming so toxic. You know what I'm saying? We can't stand him. We can't stand him. Shoot, well, somebody can't stand you either.
Some of us,
we think we're so high and mighty, and we forget to show humility, because it wasn't that long ago. We was just in the back seat of the car. We was just at the Red Roof Inns with the black light. I'm sorry. I'm talking about myself. I'm so sorry. It wasn't that long ago.
Yeah.
Come on,
tell the truth. Just tell the truth.
Come on, we have to what? Do better. We have to be better. We're talking about we love God, but yet we hate our loved ones. Some people are hating your brothers and sisters right now because you cannot get over something that happened 5, 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 years ago. You're talking about a generational curse. We got to break every chain. We have to destroy and break the yoke. We got to let this go. Talking about, I love you. And therefore, you know, they walk off and for you know, I show hate her. What is that? Some of us, we can't stand to look at each other. We can't even stand to talk to each other. And you're talking about COVID. What's the cause of it? God is getting tired of our rebellion. We're still paying attention. Yeah, that's the epidemic. Yeah, that's going on. But there are some things that's coming that's worse than COVID. The Bible says that these things are going to happen. God shut the church doors because there's too much fake people. Too many people putting a facade. People putting these flyers and posters up like they King Tut and everything. And Queen Sheba. Who told you to take the place of God? God don't need no help. God don't need no help at all. He only asked us to do what? Confess our sins.
Yeah.
He said he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from what? All unrighteousness. And we have to what? Believe upon him. Believe what? That God sent his son. Believe what? That he died on the cross of Calvary for our sins. Believe that he rose again on the third day. And that he ascended into glory. And one day, we shall what? Be with him. One day. Somebody said, don't rush it, Pastor. I'm not rushing. I'm just telling you one day.
Oh, yeah.
Some people right now on this earth want to quit living right now because they know that Jesus is coming back. He didn't tell you to stop living. Because you got work to do.
That's right.
We got work to do. There's too many people that's lost. too many people that's trying to find a way. It's too many people that's trying to find the light. And some of us, we're not letting our light shine. Some of us, we're not telling our testimonies where God has brought us from. And then we get up and say our testimony. Well, he brought me from a mighty long way. But you don't want to share your story. Share your story. Everyone have what? A story to tell. That what God has what? Delivered me. Has he delivered you? Oh, come
Amen.
On. Has he delivered you from that stronghold that was on you? Has he delivered you? Have he brought you this far?
Yes, he will.
Have he kept you in his grace and in his mercy? You have to share it with somebody. You ain't been saved all your life.
That's right.
I ain't been saved all my life. Yeah, I'm a PK, but I remember I was sitting at the piano one Sunday when my father was preaching about the age of 15 or 16, and I remember the change that happened in my life. Yeah, going to church Sunday after Sunday, hearing the word of God for all my life. Somebody said, all my life I had to fight. Come on, somebody. But mm-hmm. It was then, as a teenager, I recognized that God had come into my life. Why? Because I let him in. I truly accepted. I truly surrendered. And I'm glad that I made him my choice. Are you glad that you made him your choice?
Amen. 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 Amen.
Somebody say he didn't have to do it, but he did. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, he did. Thank
you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your favor that is upon my life.
Amen.
That is upon your life. And we have to continue to what? Put our trust in him. Keep pressing toward the mark. Don't stop. It's going to get rough. It's going to get tough. But keep on moving. Some of us, we got off the track. But that's okay. God said, guess what? I got you. Come on, come on, come on. I got you. Don't worry about what they say about you. I got you. It don't matter how they look at you, but I got you. It don't matter what they say about you. That's what I got you. Don't matter what you're trying to please and accommodate.
Amen.
And look for validation. Stop it. Don't worry. What? I got you. Thank you, Father God.
Amen.
Thank you. I'm sorry, I was through a long time.
Amen, amen.
The doors of the church are open.
Amen.
The doors of the church are open. If there's anyone here.
Amen, amen.
Who does not know.
Amen, amen, amen.
God and a part of the blessedness. If you are looking and searching for someone who loves you, someone that you can go to in prayer, someone that you can take it to and leave them there, let me introduce you to a man named Jesus, born of the Virgin Mary. Ha! Born in a manger, wrapped in swaddly clothes, death cloths.
Mm-hmm.
He was there. He was what? Bruised for you and I. He was whipped with many stripes for you and I. No, not one was found good or perfect but him. Jesus Amen. Christ, the man with the master plan, the man who conquers all, the man who is what? Looking and looking.
Yes.
I tell you, it ain't me. I don't got time to investigate and be a detective over your life. That ain't got time for that. That ain't my job. I got enough in my own house. We got to what? Mm-hmm. Sweep around our what? Our own front door?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Look at your front door. It's time to sweep it.
Yes, sir.
It's time to sweep it out the way. If there's someone here who's looking for a church home, someone who is looking for a place where you can be fed the word of God, I heard a pastor say the other day, Doc, it's only my job to feed and lead. And I beg to differ. It's so much more. Hmm. It's hard to pastor even during the pandemic. during this pandemic. And it's hard to pastor some stubborn folks, but guess what? With God on my side.
Yeah.
Some people say, I might not hear from you, pastor. Guess what? You don't have to hear from me sometimes, because sometimes I need to fast and pray before I say the wrong thing. Because you do know I'm flesh too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But God is on our side. If you're looking somewhere where you can be fed the word of God, I invite you to join New Kingdom Fellowship Church. We're just a family oriented church. We just love you. That's all you're going to get. That's all we know is love. Anything outside of that, it ain't us. It shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Only thing we can do is love on you. Why? Because Jesus Christ, what, loves us. How can we say that he's the captain of our soul? I remember Sister Watson used to sing this song. He's the captain of the ocean, the captain of the sea. What else, Mama? Come on. Give me the rest of it. I see you on the call. Mama Pritchard, I see you. I can't hear you. Y'all remember that song? He's the captain of the ocean. Come on, Sister Pritchard.
You can't make it through a storm.
No, not that one. You know, Sister,
he rides on every wind storm.
Yes.
And he moves in every breeze.
Yes.
God is captain.
I'm trying to remember.
Come on, somebody. See, you forget those old songs.
Captain of the sea, he rides in every wind storm. He moves in every breeze.
I keep on what telling you. That God is a good God. All right. Does anyone here please know that you can reach out to me by text message? If you're attending with a member, you'd like to join our church, please be sure to text me after the call. I greatly appreciate each and every one of you. I thank you for your sacrifice, time, and effort. And I hope that you have gotten something from the word today that will cause you to self-reflect, that will cause you to examine yourself. Take a look at yourself. What the song says, so that you may look at what others, putting your hand in the what hand of the man. Thank you. Thank you all so very much. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Pastor. Amen.
Amen.
All right, we're moving on a little bit higher. And I do want to make sure that a lot of you are members. You should have received an email on yesterday. You should have received an email on yesterday, our church newsletter. If everybody got it, just give me a thumbs up. Did you see it? Everybody saw it?
Okay.
All right. Please refer back to that as well. This will have a lot of our upcoming announcements and things that is going on in New Kingdom Fellowship Church. All right. Please refer back to that. We'll make a couple announcements here coming up. Moving on up to our tithes and our offerings, I can't tell you enough that I really appreciate all of you for continuing to do what thus saith the Lord by paying your tithes and your offerings, and those of you who are back making your sacrifice to give the $80 pledge and our building fund. We had our board meeting on yesterday, and some of our board members, they was just excited to hear where we are right now within our church and within our growth, even our finances. So I just want to let you know that we're doing a fabulous job, but guess what? It can't just be 4 or 5 people. Hello, somebody.
Amen.
It can't just be 4 or 5 people. We all have to be all what obligated to what? Be obedient to God's word.
That's right.
Amen. We all are called to be obedient to God's word. And it's not our job to pick on anybody.
Excuse me, Pastor. I think Sister Frank trying to call in.
It's not our job to do that. It's not our job to pick on anybody. But we do have to say, let's be what? Obedient.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, let's be obedient. Can we do that?
Amen.
God has great things in store. Please know I'm your pastor. I love you. Please know I'm not stealing no money or taking no money. What'd you say, Lady B? Did y'all hear Lady B? Say it again. Say it again. She said, amen.
Amen.
Boy, they know. They see. I show them the account online. They see it for themselves. I make reports every Sunday. Hello, somebody.
Amen.
So some people are worried about where the finances are going. Please know that we'll be in great stewards over what God has given us. And we're so thankful. But we just have to say this. 4 or 5 people can't do it.
Amen.
That's what we see average on Sunday. The same 4 or 5 people. We have a church of about 40 members. Almost 40 members in our church. Mm-hmm. I have not gave $1 since we started New Kingdom Fellowship. Mm-hmm. So, church, I'm saying this. We have to do better. Yeah. Teamwork make the what? Dream work, right? So you talk about pastor having a vision. Pastor can have a vision, but if there's no resources to help push it,
amen.
We just having a meeting. I said we can have a meeting at home, right? All right, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, beginning at verse 6. But ask that those who would like to make a payment online, you can text me. Call me, you can call Sister Reed, Sister Trevor, Sister Lopez, and let them know. We'll be glad to take your payments over the phone. We can say once your debit card information is in the system, once or twice, it's in there until you have a new card, okay? So you don't have to keep telling us your card information. And you can also go on our church app, okay? And it reads from 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6, but this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposed in his heart, so let him give not grudgingly or of what necessity. God loves a who?
Cheerful giver.
Amen.
Cheerful
amen. God loves a
cheerful giver.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. And we do know we have a couple of members that still give by cash, about 2 members that still give by cash. And we'd like to say thank you all for making that sacrifice and getting that to us. And we'd like to say thank you to everybody. Just a couple of announcements. Some of you have already got the newsletter, but some things I still need to go over here. That starting next Monday, we will have our first prayer call. Amen. Next Monday at 7:00. All of our members will receive a call. As I said in the newsletter, you're not obligated to participate, but it is my hope and prayer that you do, because I would not be the one who will be leading this prayer call after so long. Uh-oh. Hello. Get ready, somebody. See, I found out a lot of us don't like to pray. And if we don't like to pray, that means we're not communicating to God. If you're not communicating to God, you messed up.
Exactly.
Talking about a prayer falling on deaf ears, even if you're not praying. So we're going to start our prayer call starting next Monday at 7 p.m. I thought about putting this on Saturday early in the morning. But we're going to just keep this on Monday for now. And we did ask if anybody have a special request, they can send it through the church website. There's a contact page that will get to the email itself. Or you can email the church email account. Okay. So we'll do that. But we'll start that prayer call next Monday. Everybody will receive a call from 972-445-9124. 972-445-9124. That is our conference line that our church will pay for monthly, and we can use this during other meetings as well. So if we're not going to do Zoom, we can have it as an audio, okay? Also, our Kingdom Word, Kingdom Living Bible Study, this will resume on next Wednesday. I will be working from 10:30 in the morning to 7 p.m. this week, volunteering at the COVID vaccination clinic, directing traffic, making sure people are standing 6 feet apart. So my hours are adjusted. So we will have our Bible study on next Wednesday. Also, this coming Saturday, somebody say, this Saturday.
This Saturday.
I need everybody on the call at 8:30 for a virtual prayer breakfast. Those of you that I can see on the call, just hold your hand like this. Hold your hand up like this. Those of you that's on the call and I can see you, you're doing a video call, just hold your hand like this. You got your hand like that, everybody on the call? I'm just holding my hand up in the air. And basically, if you have breakfast, see, some of y'all call yourself to be a certified chef. And we want to see y'all breakfast. This
uh-huh. Yeah, okay.
You can see my breakfast.
So even though we start at 8:30.
But if I put up this out of that truck, it might be a bag of chips.
Hold on, just a minute. Even though the prayer breakfast starts at 8:30, I'm asking whatever time you have to get up and make your breakfast and prepare and be sitting in your seat at 8:30. I'm going to ask you to get up at that time. So if you know you have to get ready and you have to cook breakfast, and you can take have to do that.
Bottle of water.
Okay. But at 8:30, I'll expect to see everybody here on the call. We do have a guest speaker, a surprise guest speaker. Y'all know me, I don't like to tell y'all everything at once. We do have a guest speaker, and I do believe that y'all will be happy of our guest speaker, okay? Also, our Kingdom Men's Ministry, all of our men, I would like you to meet next Sunday at 1:30 virtually, just like we're all right now on Zoom. So, and let me say this, church, we will be having some meetings more often after services on Sunday, around 1:30 or so. Internal meetings, okay? That way we can use our Saturdays for certain events or certain activities that we want to do, okay? So sometimes on Sundays after service, we'll be meeting after we take a little break, close your eyes for a little bit, get you a little snack, and we might come back at 1:30, okay? On February the 6th, we have our next Kingdom Kids Zone meeting on the 6th of next month at 10 o'clock. Also, Women Exalting Women Ministry will be meeting on the 20th at 10 o'clock. Okay. Also, you might have seen the It's Time Texas Community Challenge. Those of you who are participating in that, let me see your hand. You're participating. Okay, don't forget, that's points, okay? And so I posted a picture right now. Sister Teresa Turner, she is in first place. Woo! Sister Teresa Turner, first place. Sister Lopez is in second place. Sister Kerwood in third place. Lady P in fourth place. And Brother Cameron Wright is in fifth place. Now, this organization is giving out prizes. I can't tell you when and who they're giving it to. But I'm saying the first five people, you still got time. Some of you that's not participating, you still have time because you can get up to 1,000 points a day now. Each activity you post, a healthy meal, you're drinking. Hey, I see Sister Thelma right there drinking that water. That water you just took, you can take a picture of that and post it. That's 100 points. All right, I'll
sign me up for it. I had requested to be a part of it, but you never signed me up for it. I checked my email, but nothing was on there.
Neither.
Okay, please check the spam or junk folder.
I did. That's mine.
And I'll redo it. Just check, just in case.
I can't get anything.
Okay. So, everybody, please participate. The first five people, the top five, will receive a prize. All right? All right.
All right.
Also, happy birthday to only birthday in January, Sister Shanice Jones. Next month, on the 16th, will be yours truly. On the 19th, we have Sister Kathy Carling and Brother Marcus Duncan. And on the 24th, we do have Sister Kirby. Please continue to pray for our sick and shut-in, Sister Recovery, excuse me. I don't like the word shut-in. Sick and recovered, Sister Laura Wright, my mom, Sister Mother Pritchett, Sister Cathcart, Sister Patsy Brown, Sister Kathy Collier, Sister Teresa Delver, Sister Shanice Jones, have upcoming surgeries, Brother James Brown, and Brother Antoine Jones, who has been cured from two different types of cancers. Amen.
The Lord. Amen.
Also, to mark your calendar, on the 5th of, on the 7th of next month, we'll have our communion Sunday and our installation of offices. On the 14th of next month, which is Valentine's Day, we will have our Black History program. All right. And on the 21st of next month, we will have our Women Exalting Women's Sunday special. Don't miss who our guest speaker is going to be on the third Sunday of next month. All right. All right. As a matter of fact, I'm going to tell you this. Don't miss who's going to be our speaker on next Sunday. All right. You never know. You never know what's up the sleeve of a pastor here. All right. So we'd like to say again, thank you all so very much for your attention, for your sacrifice, time, and effort. In closing, I would like to just say again, thank all of our board members who attended. Also, if those of you who maybe missed, I sent you a message. Would you go back and listen to the audio? Okay. Please know that our board of directors, we are moving. As we said on last year, that's last year. This year is a brand new year, 2021, and we have to hit the ground running. So I'm asking for all of our members to be prepared for a lot of different activities coming up. As I said, we might do some pop-up events on the church parking lot coming up when the weather gets better. So even though we know COVID is going on, we can still do a few things on the parking lot, okay? Potentially later on in the year, maybe considering Communion Sunday worship in the building. But we have to see how everything is going. And also, we always say, if you're sick, you don't feel good, you got a cold. If you're coughing, sporadically coughing, don't come to church. I'm going to just tell you right now. Don't.
Yeah.
We love you. But let me tell you, it's not a sin for you to miss the service in the building. You can attend by Zoom, okay? We just want everybody to be safe, everyone to be cautious, because COVID is real. And I tell you, I don't want it. I do not want it again, because I know how far I was at. My wife could tell you it was bad. And I wasn't that far along from going to glory. I don't want to say it like that, but it is what it is. We have to be cautious and take this seriously. I can't tell you the worst thing I have ever experienced in my life, and I wouldn't even wish this on any enemies if I had an enemy. I don't believe I do. If I have an enemy on the call, please know I wouldn't wish it on you. All right. So with that being said, thank you all so very much. We love you. God bless you. We hope you enjoy.
Amen.
The grace of God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all now and forevermore. And we all said, amen. Amen. Thank you for joining New Kingdom Fellowship Church, where Jesus Christ is the main church.
Amen.
Will we be meeting up at 1:30, Pastor?
Now, today? Oh, no meeting today.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Oh, a quick announcement before everybody leaves. I just want to say God has blessed me with a warehouse job in Siegelville for $13.75 an hour.
Congratulations.
All right.
Thank you.